It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJ. I made it to a Friday, as always. Thanks for hanging out with us, making Kat and I a part of your busy morning routine. If you ever miss anything on the show, we invite you to get caught up on your own time with the Andy and Kat podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll get to what's trending with our news. Good news for Baltimore. They've created a channel in and out of that Baltimore port where they can now get some goods in and out. This is a big step, of course, since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. More vessels are expected to leave and enter the port, helping the local economy and helping, what did they say? I think when it first collapsed, a lot of cars come in and out. A lot of foreign cars come in and out of that particular port. Not good for King Charles. His health is rumored to be deteriorating due to cancer. Preparations are reportedly underway for a funeral if needed. Now, his condition is described as not good by several sources, although publicly the official statement from the palace is that he is, quote, responding to treatment. I guess both statements can be true at the same time, probably. The fertility rate in the United States is dropping to its lowest level in over a century. This is according to new data from the CDC that shows a decrease in birth rate between 22 and 2023. That is now the new low. The previous record was in 2020. The NFL draft was last night. Not a whole lot of surprises. If you want to sound smart in the world of sports, their only real shocker was that the eighth pick, the Falcons drafted a quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., who actually played some of his football at Indiana before transferring to Washington, which is interesting because the Falcons in the offseason spent $130 million to sign veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins. So instead of going with a player who could play it right away, they decided to sign a succession plan. And let's see, finally, I don't know, there's really nothing good in theaters this weekend. I don't know, Zendaya's got a tennis movie.
Right.
That has a weird makeout scene that some people thinks could be film history. The ratings, I think, are up and down. The question is, will anybody go see a movie in the theaters? Does she have enough star power to bring people back to the box office, despite it not being a superhero movie? That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. We'll go over on our Facebook page this morning. We have a post that originated on BuzzFeed. 10 things that everybody does, but nobody really talks about. So let's just go through the list.
All right.
When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to get something to eat, you still walk to your gate first anyways, just to confirm that it's there, then you go get food.
That's me every single flight. Every flight, I do that.
I
have
do
to
too.
Know where the gate is.
Yes.
I got to see it. I got to make sure it's on time. This is where we're going to meet back here.
That's
and
right.
Then we'll go get
then
food.
Then we rendezvous.
Then we just run the other direction for 20 minutes.
That's right. Things everybody does, but nobody talks about. You're breathing fine until you lie down for a nap, and then one nostril immediately closes up and drives you nuts.
Oh, why is that?
I hate that. One pocket holds your phone, and then the other pocket holds everything else in the world. Everything else cannot touch your phone.
That's
your
right.
phone has to have its own pocket. Uh-huh. Nothing else in there. Okay, good. When you need a specific item at a grocery store, but someone is standing in front of the item, so instead of getting right up on top of them, you pretend to be shopping for something else nearby until they get so uncomfortable they move. Then you go grab the item that you were searching for.
This happens to a lot of people on Facebook. Look at the number of people that said that's what they do.
When you think there's a bug on your neck, and then you get mad when you realize it's just a tag on your shirt.
Yeah.
Things everybody does, but nobody ever really talks about. The satisfying feeling you get when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%, and then you're like, how long has that been going on? When you walk into a store to buy something, but they don't have it, and then even though you walk out right away because you don't want to force yourself into buying something else, you still feel like you're shoplifting because there's nothing in your... You didn't walk out. You didn't check out.
Yeah, you didn't check out.
And
right.
So you think that they think that you stole something.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Have you ever shoplifted?
No, I've never shoplifted. No, honest to goodness, I have never shoplifted. Not even a piece of candy or gum, you know, as I was a kid. Mm-mm. Now, I did steal things out of my mom's purse when I was younger. Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah, of course.
I learned my lesson. Yeah. Trust me.
One's a stranger and one gave you life.
Now, when you say it like that.
Yeah, that's that could be it.
That's
not good.
Not good at all.
Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Now is as good a time as any to play the famous radio game, the award-nominated game, What's in Kat's Cart?
No, wait, that's not the game we're playing.
We're not?
We're playing the high-low game.
It's What's in Kat's Cart.
Oh, is that what you're calling it, though?
Well, yeah, the names of radio games matter.
Okay, What's in Kat's Cart?
High-low game is kind of like... Hey, let's come up with unoriginal titles.
But we're giving away tickets to The Price is Right Live, which That's is right. coming to Harris Hoosier Park Racing and Casino September 15th. There are two shows. We've got tickets to the 3 o'clock show. So if you call us right now to become a contestant, 260-467-9500 is our studio line.
What happens is we, Kat will describe a product. Usually it's an obscure product.
Well, and it's whatever I need at the grocery store that week.
And then she'll give you a price associated with it. And you have to determine if that price is too high or too low from the actual retail price. And if you get 2 out of 3 right, or we like your personality, we will just give you,
give you the prize.
You see what I'm saying?
It's pretty easy.
It's Friday, and I really don't want to...
Oh, boy. You got to keep to the
prize. Sandy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ben.
Ben.
How are you? Ben, do you do a lot of the grocery shopping in your homestead?
I try to avoid it with a passion, but I kind of know prices. So,
okay. Oh, you do? Okay, good.
All right, well, good. He must check the receipts. Good job, Ben.
What's the most annoying thing about grocery shopping to you?
Probably the time that it takes.
The time.
Yeah. I always keep adding stuff, and I never get out of there.
Yeah. And then when you're ready to leave, you can't. That's my thing.
Because
it takes... There's always like one line barely open, or then you got to scan them yourselves, and who's got the energy for that? I mean, we're the backbone of America here in the Midwest. We've exerted ourselves already. We can't go check out with groceries.
No.
All right, Ben. Yeah. Sorry for the... interview here. Here we
That's
go.
Okay.
All right. So item number one in Kat's grocery cart.
Okay, Ben, the price of a 4-count AA Energizer battery package. The 4-count AA Energizer battery package, I've got it at $3.99. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
That's exactly
right.
That
is right. Correct.
Good. Yeah, way too low.
Retail price is $6.99.
Yeah, you got to like... sacrifice a child or something.
Batteries are so expensive.
Yeah. All right. Question number two.
Question number two. The next thing in my cart, I have the Kroger brand fridge onion dip. It's a 16-ounce container of the Kroger brand. What are you laughing about over there?
Just your diet. I still am convinced. So you
think
you don't eat meals. you just eat chips.
It is the best fridge onion dip out there.
Okay.
You got to get the Kroger brand. 16 ounces. I've got $3.45 on that. Is that too high or is that too low?
Wow.
That's too high.
That is correct. Very good, Ben.
God. You won, but you want to play the third one for fun? Because we have an extra minute.
Yeah. Of course.
All right. All right, the last thing I have in my basket, Ben, is the Duncan Hines Dolly Parton.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Caramel turtle flavored brownie mix. She's got this new caramel turtle brownie flavored mix.
Ben doesn't care.
Dolly Parton is on the front of the Duncan Hines box.
Okay, how much is it? Can you give the price?
$5.99. Is that too high or is that too low?
Too high.
You're exactly right.
That is too high. Retail price is $3.99 because Dolly Parton's face is on the front of the box. I'm going to try that.
Right.
That is going in my cart.
I know. I just...
Yeah.
That
sounds pretty good.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Turtle-flavored brownie mix? Mmm.
Kat, Ben, is there any chance the favorite your favorite part of our radio show is when I start to lose my patience? Because
I have to say it is quite entertaining.
Because it's a daily thing that, I've noticed lately. I don't know what's going on.
All right, Ben. Congratulations.
Hang on.
It is Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Today is the final day to get qualified for our Swiftest Waits at Taylor. The goal is to surprise or award a winner this coming Monday.
That's right.
That's the goal. Kat and I have actually been working behind the scenes to remind our qualifiers that they are, in fact, qualified.
Uh-huh.
And it's been some wonderful conversations, actually.
Yeah,
had
actually.
Some wonderful conversations.
We have gotten really in-depth with some of our listeners.
Yeah, they were there.
They were like, wait, you need to know what time I'm going to be where and when. And I'm like, I know, we're asking all listeners that are qualified for this contest these exact questions. And they are all puzzled, just like you are.
I know. I did find one that happened to live near me.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently she knows where I live.
Oh.
Like, she's driven by my house. Uh-huh. But I didn't know she's driven by my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm calling her yesterday, and I'm walking through everything and some things like that, and then she says to me, hey, you may not know this, but we live near each other.
Uh-huh.
I go, I don't know. Maybe you don't recognize my street. I was hoping one day you would call me to remind me or check in about this contest. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want to come to the station to pick up my qualifying prize.
Can you run it by my house?
Can you run it by
my house? Did she ask you to drop it off at her house?
Yes.
Wait. What did you say?
I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. You want to be nice.
Yeah.
Look, I've rubbed off on you, Andy.
Well, no, I always want to be.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I rubbed off on you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not, you know, once I figured out where she was, I was like, oh, that's not out of my way.
So you have to go by her house every day.
I mean, I'm not driving to Grable to drop this off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, you're juggling the kids and I'm going your way. Ipso facto, you know?
I'll just leave it on your doorstep, ring the bell.
That's
ding
right.
Dong.
Yeah, I'm not coming in for tea.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not doing that. We're not
watching your kids.
Not
I'm not babysitting while you
right.
go to the grocery store.
No, I'm just running an incy-dincy little errand.
Okay.
Well, I get it.
Well, that's good.
And I was like, do you need me to like text you when I'm approaching? I was overly
self-aware. Don't overthink it.
And she goes, oh no, I've got a ring doorbell. Pause. I'll know when you're coming. That's how she said it yesterday. Andy and Kat, that's right, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I was trying to find that audio of you singing Benson Boone. Here.
Oh, we don't need that. That's okay. Don't we have the audio of some 4-year-old kid that was singing that song from Benson Boone?
Yeah, we do.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
But that's not as entertaining, I think. I mean, any radio show could play good singing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it takes
Why
a real
Why not embarrass the co-host by playing bad singing?
You wanted this.
No, you know what? No,
Close.
I didn't.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't take these beautiful things that I got. Please.
Oh, God.
Stay.
I'm telling you.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God.
Oh, no. We're finishing this.
Okay.
That was a very strong performance by Kat last week on our show.
You know, wait till I go karaoke singing.
I know.
It was all taken away by inner ear infection that happened when I was in middle school.
I think this should be your new text alert. So when a friend
when a friend texts me,
I want
stay.
These beautiful things that I've got, please.
Oh, God.
Stay.
I can send you that audio clip.
It'll be your ringtone is what that's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to assign that to you.
Please.
Oh, God. Oh, my land.
You know, I really do want to see him in concert, man. I really, really do. He's number one on the charts everywhere. And he's selling out shows all over. Can't even get in to see him in Chicago. go overseas to see him, but he sold out over there.
Have you thought about asking nicely for tickets by at least saying please?
Please! Oh, God. That's kind of funny, Andy. I did talk to the record company yesterday.
No, you
did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I was like, hey, any chance he's going to be adding any more dates to his tour? And if he does, will you please let me know so that I can... I don't mind paying for a ticket to go see him. It's just going to sell out. I just want the opportunity to pay for
please?
A ticket.
Oh,
please. Stay.
Oh, man.
So good. I
well,
love
a lot of listeners like that, Kat. I mean, they say they can't listen to that song and not think of you.
I think I've ruined it for a lot of listeners. That's for sure.
But memorable. Remember the name of the game? Memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly have been.
It is Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. How about a quick round of magic trivia? Anybody want to try to guess?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's a brand new concept on radio morning shows. Nobody else does magic trivia. Everybody does trivia. Here we go. I'll give you the question, and then Kat will hit you up with the what we're playing for.
Okay.
On average, it takes men 2.5 years to admit this about themselves. What is it? And it's not that they're wrong.
Okay.
Take that answer off the board, even though I think it's funny. 260-467-9500 is our number. 260-467-9500. On average, it takes men 2.5 years to admit this about themselves. And it's not that they are wrong. What is it? By the way... Kat, what are we playing for today?
We've got a couple of tickets to the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale, which, by the way, starts next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those are the ticketed days, so we have two tickets for you, plus a Vera Bradley tote.
Kat, your guess?
My guess is that they smell different.
No.
Well, okay. Fine. Well, I thought that was a good guess.
Smell?
Yeah. Wait, repeat the question again, and then it makes sense. If you repeat that question again, it makes total sense.
On average, it takes men 2.5 years to admit this about themselves. And
men never notice that they smell right away. They don't. They go along, they're like, I don't stink. And then all of a sudden, 2.5 years later, they're like, maybe I do stink a little.
2.5 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, what's your guess?
Their salary.
Their salary.
No, that's not right.
Not it.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. What's your guess? Go ahead and turn your radio down and hit me with it.
Is it that they're overweight?
Is not right, but now you're getting warm.
Okay.
You're getting warm. I think it has to do with... something self-conscious about their appearance. And maybe they're Bell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start. It's not the right answer.
Okay.
But you were in the right general insecurity. 260-467-90. Where did everybody go? Did everybody have their Bell as the right answer? Little tum-tum go bum-bum?
She's so proud of yourself over there. Look at you. You're cracking yourself up.
Ridiculous. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, what's your guess? On average, it takes men 2.5 years to admit this about themselves. Go ahead.
Is it that they're balding?
Yes.
That's it. Okay, they're losing their hair.
That
yeah.
They are going bald. Yes. On average, it takes men 2.5 years to admit this about themselves. Who is this?
This is Allison.
Yeah, good job. I love. Allison. Let's just do a whole morning show about men's insecurities. Coming up next after bald spots,
a little bit overweight.
Short men and overweight men all joining our show. All right, hang on. Behind the scenes, Kat, we'll grab some info and we'll hook you up with everything you need to be locked and loaded, so to speak, for the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale. Plus, we'll get you one of those totes. All right, so hang on.